Hi, good afternoon. My name is Randy. Thank you for calling the NEC Formula Hotline.
Hi, Randy. I
Hi,
have
Ren. How you
Carlos on the
doing?
line. I was hoping you could help him out.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Carlos.
How you doing?
Good. How are you, sir? My name is Randy Reese, and I am on a recorded line. And I understand you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the NEC baby formula claim.
Yes.
Okay. Did you have a child that was diagnosed with NEC?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How are you doing today, Carlos?
I'm doing all right. Just in trying to
Okay.
get to the house.
All right. Let me see if I can get through this for you relatively quickly. And I'm so sorry that you had a child that was diagnosed with NEC?
Yes, son.
No, I'm so sorry, dude. How's he doing now?
Oh, he's doing a little better, just still taking it day by day.
Okay. All right. So, sir, have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, sir.
Okay. And you are willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation advice from any other law firm. But most importantly, Carlos, you've not signed any documents with another law firm. Is that correct? Yes.
Yeah, that's correct. No, I haven't signed anything.
Thank you. Okay. Now, you said your son was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis, correct?
Yes, sir.
That's
That's it. I
NEC.
can't say it, but I remember.
It took me like 50 tries to learn how to say it, trust me. NEC is the abbreviation on that, Carlos. Okay. So I'll use both. Now, what type of injuries has your son experienced? Does he have any ongoing gastrointestinal bowel conditions still happening?
No, I guess when they did the surgery on him, they performed it, but still had like some little problems with his liver.
Okay. But let me see. So he's got, does he have scarring or strictures in his intestines? Do you know? Could that be part of it?
Yes.
Okay.
I guess that's where they when they went in and said that they removed like some
Tissues, yeah.
dead tissue.
Correct. That's exactly what happens. Okay, do you have medical records or would you be able to get medical records?
I can try, but if you can get them, you might get them quicker than I can. I know I don't
Okay.
might have some at the house. I can look and see.
They'll pull the medical records, but you might want to take a look and see what you have. But yeah, they could do that. Do you now some of this is just going to be by memory. Do you remember what day your son, approximate date that he was diagnosed with NEC?
Oh, they started giving it to him.
Well, let me try this. What's his
Oh,
birthday?
like
What's his birthday?
7/11/13.
Okay, I know it's been a long time, huh? So sometimes this kind of helps people. Do you remember like how long after birth it was that he got diagnosed? Because usually it's within a short amount of time.
I think it was like 2 weeks.
Okay.
I know,
So
like, because he was, mom said he was like middle of the month, and it was almost close to the end.
He was born
But
on the
yeah, I
11th.
remember.
So you're thinking like 2 weeks later. So you're thinking 2 weeks would have been like the 25th.
Yeah, I say somewhere right, yeah, because I
Okay.
know it was close to my sister's birthday.
Okay,
His
what day's her
birthday was
birthday?
the 30th.
Okay, so that's pretty
30th.
close then. All right. So was he diagnosed before or after he was given formula?
It was after he was given the formula.
Of course. And how long after he was fed the formula did he actually get the diagnosis? It was over 7 days. It was more like 14 days, correct?
Yes.
Okay, then that's fine. And what's the name of the facility where he was diagnosed with NEC? Is that the same hospital he was born at? And I'm going to pull it up on Google to get the address.
Yes, it was Piedmont Hospital, Noonan, Georgia.
Piedmont.
I know it's on Poplar Road. I can't remember the exact address, but I
I'll
know
have I'll have it
Poplar
for you.
Road, Noonan, Georgia.
It's not the one in Atlanta though, correct?
No, not Ilan. It's Noonan.
Noonan, okay. Now there's a lot of them over there. Hold on.
If I'm mistaken, this is...
There, I found it, actually. And there's the thing is, you got to be careful because there's also a Newton. And you were right, it's Poplar Road. You were right.
Yeah.
Good job. Okay, let me copy and paste this. Now, that's where he was diagnosed. Is that also where he was born?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Then I'll copy and paste it twice. Perfect. Thank you. You were spot on that one, dude. Good job. Okay. Now, do you remember the brand of formula that they were using?
Similac.
Thank you. And you are the father? And yes, he is still alive, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And you do have authority to sign on behalf of your son, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are you guys both residents of the United States?
Yes, we are.
And do you know what the gestational age at birth? In other words, how far along was his mother when he was born? 32, 34? Do you remember?
She was like 30, 31 weeks.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And when your son was diagnosed, was he still at the hospital or did he leave and go back?
He was still there.
Okay, thank you. And you told me his date of birth was 7/11/2013, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me go to my little chart here. So he's 11.
Yes, sir.
Ah, big boy. I got kids too, so I can say that.
Well, he's one of 12.
You have how many?
12.
I love it, dude. I really, really do. You know, in the old days, people don't talk about this, but everybody used to have big families. I love it. I really do.
Every day I wake up.
You are.
All my money.
Well, it'll all come back to you when you get old. You'll be happy. Do you have a birth certificate for your son?
Yes, I'll send it over.
Okay, I don't. Just hang on to it. And don't forget, if you know anybody else that wants to inquire about this claim, please give them my name and phone number. You are going to have all that information from me. Now, moving along. Thank you, sir. Can you please confirm your son's gender for me?
Male.
And he's single, right?
Yeah.
I have to ask. I know, but at least I got you to chuckle. Now, what is your son's first name?
First name, David.
David?
Last name, yes. Last name, Birts. Birts.
That was my father's name, David. What's his middle name?
One.
I'm sorry, you were going dark.
I said she didn't give him one.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Does he have a suffix, a junior, senior, anything?
No.
Okay. And do you know the last four of his social?
Yeah, that's my PIN code, 7416.
Thank you. I use my kids, too. We shouldn't be telling people that, though. Ah. And you're Carlos, correct?
Yes.
C-A-R-L-O-S?
C-A-R-L-O-S.
B-I-R-T-S. Correct. Do you have a suffix to your name, junior, senior, anything like that?
No.
And your current marital status?
Single.
And please confirm your gender for me?
Oh, man.
And the last four of your social, please?
8950.
And your date of birth, please?
1-10-77.
I have 1-10-1977.
Yes.
And then for your best email, I have carlosburts33@gmail.com.
Yes.
And for your phone number, I have 404-839-2323.
Yes.
Do you prefer texts, emails or phone calls?
Either one.
Okay. And what is your address, please?
485 Crimson Road, Crimson Road, Luthersville, Georgia. 02251.
That means red, right? And that's in Meriwether County, 30251, correct?
Yeah.
Now, this question is, and it's not real tricky. Do you have official documents to show you're the power of attorney? That would be birth certificate.
Yes, birth certificate, yeah.
And what is the mother's full name as it's listed on the birth certificate?
Desiree Brown.
Desiree. D-E-S-S.
No.
Spell it for me.
Yes. D-E-S-I-R.
Gotcha, Desiree. And then her last name?
Brown.
B-E-R-O-W-N. And that's how it's shown on the birth certificate?
It's Burt's on there, but she goes by Brown.
Okay, but it says Burt's on the birth certificate, right?
Yes.
Okay, then we're going to put that. We're going to put Burt's because that's all we're really looking for. Now, is your name on the birth certificate as well, Carlos?
Yes, it is.
Okay, is it Carlos Burt's?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. Are you aware of any custody-related issues, parenting, neglect, loss of custody, anything like that at all?
No.
Thank you. And these are just general questions, so it's nothing personal. Any illicit drug use in the family? This is cocaine, methamphetamine, PCP, anything like that? Or none?
No, sir.
Thank you. Can usually tell. Now, were any of the following issues during pregnancy? Obviously, this would have to do with your wife more so than you. Hypertension disease, that's high blood pressure, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord cramping, HIV or AIDS, none of the above?
None of the above.
Thank you. And the child was born premature?
Yes.
And what state was he born in?
Georgia.
That's what you told me earlier. Thank you. They're not trick questions. Now, was your child still in the NICU when he was diagnosed? Little David?
Yes.
Okay. And was he in the NICU from birth? Well, we know he was in the NICU from 7-11 to 13. Was he still in there when they diagnosed him on the 25th?
Yes.
Do you know when they let him out, approximately? Of the NICU? Not out of the hospital, but out of the NICU. And it could be approximate, sir. Well, let me say it like this. We know he was there on the 25th when he got his diagnosis. After he got his diagnosis, that's when they did the surgery. Did they move him back to the NICU or did they put him into the general or the baby, you know, the intensive care unit, but not the NICU? Do you remember?
Yeah, they put him back in there.
Okay.
Yeah, I was trying to think because I knew it was August.
And remember, it can be approximate because when they pull the records, it'll say. So it could be approximate. So you think it was in August. Do you think he was in there for a month?
No, it wasn't a month.
I know it's tough, dude. It was a long time ago.
I'll say maybe. Somewhere around the 15th to 18th.
Okay, we'll put the 15th. That's acceptable. That's totally fine. And David Burt's, B-I-R-T-S, he didn't get a middle name on his birth certificate. Do you remember his birth weight?
I was 3 pounds.
Oh, poor guy.
Like three pounds and a few ounces.
3 points.
I think 4 ounces.
Okay. That's a small baby, but I've actually had smaller. Now, did they start giving him formula right off the bat, or did he get breast milk first?
No, they gave him that. She didn't want to breastfeed.
Okay. And is he still on formula? No, not at this age. That's crazy. How, do you know about how long they gave him formula for? Did, I mean, probably switched it after he got sick. And then what happened?
He was on it for, I think, about 2 weeks.
Okay. And then did they go to donor milk after that?
It was something. I know it changed. The label changed colors.
Okay. So that would have been the let's go back a little bit, because the diagnosis was about the 25th. So
yeah.
Wouldn't it make sense that that's probably when you took him off the formula?
Yeah.
I mean,
I remember it changed. I can't remember what it was. They changed to.
Okay. It's just that one question. You actually are almost done, believe it or not. So if we put that you, so after the 25th, when he got his diagnosis, you're saying that they changed it, and they probably were not using the Enfamil or the Similac anymore, because you remember the bottle changing, correct?
Yeah.
So wouldn't it be safe to put the 25th? Because that's the date he got diagnosed, and they would have told you that it's from the formula.
Might as well, yeah.
Okay.
There was confusion going on. She was upset. And I'm just...
Of course. It's mentally and physically demanding. It's crazy. Now, this one here, what was the time between the uses and the injury? We kind of know that already, because they started feeding him on the 11th, and then the diagnosis with the 25th. So reasonably, from what you just said, and you actually already answered that question, but just to use your own words, you said it was about 2 weeks. Do you remember saying that just a minute ago?
Yeah, it was about 2 weeks.
Okay. Now, no breast milk. Okay, you already told me that answer. He didn't get breast milk. Okay. So, yes, he was fed formula in the hospital, correct? And then, do you remember some of the symptoms I'm going to ask you about? Like, did he have green vomit or any discolored vomit at all? I'm sure he did.
I was just getting ready to say that. Yeah, that
it was nasty, huh?
it had like a little pink in it. I'm guessing that was.
It's blood.
I guess it was blood, yeah.
Right. We call that dark bloody stools, and that is on the list of symptoms. And the green vomit, I already checked that one. Do you remember if he had a swollen or red tender belly?
Yeah, like kind of buffed out a little bit.
Do you remember if he...
That's when he, like that touch, I guess when they try to move him or something.
Yep. That's the tenderness.
I never heard him no cry like that.
Do you know if he had bradycardia? Do you remember? That's a lowered heartbeat. And if you don't remember, that's fine, because that'll come out in the record. So I was going to put apnea, because I figured because he had the exploratory laparotomy, that's the surgery that you told me he had, they always got to give him air on that. They have to. So I was going to put assisted breathing.
Yeah, because he was breathing kind of funny.
Yeah, that's apnea. Okay, we really are almost done. Now, going back to Piedmont, do you happen to remember the name of the doctor, or was it staff, or what do you remember?
Yeah, the doctor, it was Bishop, last name Bishop.
Let me see if I can find it. Usually they're not that hard to find. Because what I'll do is I'll put, you think it was Bishop?
Yeah, it was Anna or Amber Bishop. It was something I know started with an A.
Hold on, I'll find it for you. Amber Bishop, Amber. Right there, Peachtree City, came right up. Amber Bishop, Piedmont Healthcare, All Star Pediatrics. That doesn't, just because she has a practice, this is, you were 10 years ago, 11 years ago. When's the last time your son went to the doctor for any related NEC issues? It could be recent. It could be years ago. Do you remember?
I remember when I took him because I went to Jacksonville that weekend of it. That's been about last year, May.
Okay. That's funny. I had May. I'll just put May 5th. Last year even, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
And that was Amber Bishop?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you see her at the hospital or do you go to her office?
The office. That's where we went then.
Okay, that was just... I got it. It's in Peachtree, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I got it. It's on Eastbrook. So that must have went okay because she didn't have you go back to the hospital.
Yeah.
Good. Good. I'm actually almost done. Just doing a little copying, pasting. And I put down that he was diagnosed at the hospital at Piedmont Noonan, and then Amber Bishop saw him on his follow-up. And just about done with that. Phone number. It's all right here. It's gotta love the internet. Okay. Now, we know that they had the surgery. When he had that surgery, it was intestinal-related surgery. You kind of already answered that question for me. He did have a swollen, discolored abdomen. You told me it was tender to the touch. Okay. Are you? And there's no right or wrong answer. Are you familiar with the Bell staging of NEC?
No, sir.
Okay. Don't worry about it. It's what it was is Dr. Martin Bell was one of the initial doctors that diagnosed NEC, and so they just made a little curve is all it is, so I'm just going to put no. Now, and you told me he's doing okay now, but does he have to watch his food, his diet?
Yes.
Anything else in particular that you think of? Does he get diarrhea often? Anything like that?
Yeah, that's all. We kind of keep him off a lot of different things, especially stuff with like high fiber.
Okay.
But the thing about it, he loves broccoli.
Broccoli? Good for him. Okay. I put he's doing okay, watches his diet, special food. Okay. Now, we do request an emergency. You're almost done, dude. We do request an emergency contact number. This is in case we can't get a hold of you for an extended period of time. Typically, we'd only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you. And this is, again, for an extended period of time. So could you give me the name, first name, and a phone number and who they are to you? It could be friend, family, doesn't matter. Just first name and a phone number.
Yes. First name, Terrence.
And phone number for Terrence?
404-671-0382.
Thank you, sir. And, okay, I'll just put the, is he your brother?
Best friend.
Best friend, okay, that works. That's probably better than a brother, to be honest with you.
Pretty much both, yes.
If he's like my brother, right. Exactly. Okay. I'm just doing some copy and pasting here. And you've already got a firm. I'm just dialing it in here for you. Okay. Is there any additional details or anything that you'd like me to put in here for the attorneys to see? Your case is already good to go. We just got to have to get you signed a document, but you're good to go. If you do think of anything, you are more than welcome to reach out to me again. You're going to have my number as well as the firm's number. Now, let's see what we got going here. Hold on one second. Let's see. Somewhere's some box I forgot to check. So let's see what that box is. I wonder if it's these no middle names. And you said you didn't have a copy of the medical records, but you could get them, correct?
Yeah, I can try to see if I can get them.
I put you don't have them. Wait till the attorneys tell you to do that. Okay, hang on. That was one of the things. I think I was going to go back to that. Let me see where else I'm at. Okay, medical records. All right. Now, I think, did I ask you if you've ever signed a document via DocuSign before?
I have on some other stuff. Yeah, like you email it to me and I sign it.
Yeah, it's super easy.
Yeah, I've done it.
I'm going to send it to you right now. I'm going to send it to you two ways. I'm going to send it to you via text as well as via email. Sending it right now. And if you got a text and you want to put me on speaker, go ahead and pull it open and take a look at it. Pretty easy to sign on the text message. I think the first thing it's going to ask you is if you agree to receive documents from me electronically.
Yes, I just click.
You already know what you're doing. You're way ahead of me. Yeah, I can see you're actually already in it. I can't see the document itself when you're in it, but it tells me that someone's got it open, and obviously that would have to be you.
Yeah, it won't let me.
What's it telling you? What's it telling you?
It wants to use your device location. Allow this time.
If you could access your email on the phone, you could. If it didn't go, you could get to it from there too.
Yeah, it's gone.
Okay, cool. I know. So this technology, we're getting too used to it being instant. It's not our fault. I still remember when they invented the microwave oven, dude. I'm old. Not that old, but still. Any questions on that, David or Carlos? David's your son.
No, we good.
Good. And it'll come back to me here in a second when you're done. You still doing okay?
Yeah, I'm trying to make sure I sign everywhere.
Just keep hitting the yellow things. And if you have any question later or something, you can always reach out to me. Did it say all finished?
There it is. Okay. There's your contact. Let me send this to you. I'm glad to hear your son is doing okay, and I really mean that, Carlos, because a lot of these calls, let's just say, don't go quite so favorably, because that NEC is completely avoidable, and I hope you guys get a nice settlement, and I really mean that, because if they would have warned you guys of potential dangers, you could have made an informed decision. Now, I just sent you two text messages. One of them is my contact information. It's Randy Reese. That is a 949 number. You are more than welcome to reach out to me. And then I also sent you another text message, and that's, I abbreviate, it's A4D. It's Pulaski and four other letters. But that's a 909 number. They are going to be reaching out to you. Typically, they'll reach out to you within about 5 days. They'll leave a voice message if they don't get a hold of you. And from there, your claim is now, you know, you've got your claim in there. You have an attorney that represents you. So you don't really need to worry about it other than just be patient, because it is a civil matter, but they have started settling these cases. So what that means is that you're not going to have to wait a couple of years, hopefully. But they do obviously take them in the order that they receive the claims. So the manufacturers have already admitted guilt, so now it's just a matter of making sure we get your claim in there, making sure we get your medical records, and making sure that everything's substantiated. Then it should be fine. But you've done what you need to do. And again, if you have any additional questions or anything, please feel free to reach out. Now, do you have questions now for me?
No, sir, I don't.
Okay. I
greatly appreciate your help.
Oh, no worries, dude. And I'll be keeping an eye on this. And don't forget, if you know anybody else that wants to talk to me about this, please give them my name and number. I'm not on commission or anything, but we didn't get into this, but I'm really passionate about this because I myself was born 2 months early. I was a premature baby. So, these manufacturers really, they put warning labels on microwave ovens. If you go to 7-Eleven and heat up your burrito, there's a warning label. There should be on that formula as well. Seriously, dude.
Yeah, you're right.
I know. So I do thank you for participating. And again, don't hesitate to reach out if you have additional questions. Okay, sir?
All right, Randy. I greatly appreciate your help. You have a good day.
You too, brother. Take care, man. And bless the baby, right, too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, sir.